Orange juice. That's what entangled my friend, Clara Woodrow, and me in a murder. Not a lot of people can say that. Clara apologized again for our detour to the Jolly Roger grocery store, even though I'd agreed to it. Ned's so easygoing about most things, and he does love his orange juice. He's coming in really late tonight from his business trip when he has meetings starting early tomorrow morning, poor baby. This way he'll have his orange juice before he goes. Pre-detour, we'd been headed to my house from a meeting at the Torrid Avenue Dog Park. I'd approved stopping at the Roger, as the store was commonly called, despite it eating into time I'd mentally assigned to writing, as I tried to write my first novel. Something no one else in Haynes Tavern knew about. Something no one else anywhere knew about. This was not the first time I'd let my assigned writing time be overrun by other activities, though it was the first time orange juice was the culprit. I read a wonderful book on oranges once that said orange juice for breakfast is widely considered an American habit, though in fact, people in other countries drink it for breakfast. And sometimes all the rest of the day. They also do things like clean floors with oranges, I added. Half an orange in each hand, down on their knees, scrubbing. I had time to expand on my memories of the book Oranges by John McPhee because the Roger was some distance down the rolling highway. The Roger sat well back from the highway at a rising point in its endless up and down existence, tucked back on a solitary loop of a road called Covert Circle, which leads nowhere except the grocery store, a bank branch on one side of it, and a cut rate, pun intended, hair place on the other. It was as if the buildings were outcasts, pushed firmly beyond the invisible yet widely understood borders of Haynes Tavern, Kentucky. Heck, the townspeople allowed the dog park, with its attendant noise and smells, and the jail, ditto, to be built closer to the center of town than the Roger. That should tell you where it ranked in their estimation. They'd shop there for convenience, but they weren't proud of it. To hear the people of Haynes Tavern talk, they exclusively patronized Shep's Market, the generations-old store near the center of town. Yet, I ran into a higher percentage of people I knew at the Roger than at Shep's. Still, if we'd been in town, I'd wager Clara would have opted for Shep's Market. But Roger's represented a far shorter detour than Shep's to prevent Ned from being orange juiceless, and thus, according to him, breakfastless, tomorrow morning. If we'd been coming with the dogs from the park, I'd have stayed in Clara's SUV, running the AC full blast, because it was far too warm for furred beings to stay in a sun-soaked vehicle. But we'd left our dogs at my house for this meeting with parks officials about adding an agility area. Clara and I had been elected to represent users of the dog park in a close-run election. In other words, Donna, the dog park's czarina, said someone was needed to attend this meeting. No one volunteered. No one she approved of anyway. She assigned us. We'd report at the park this evening.
A whole book on oranges?
Clara asked. You have to give me the title of that one too, Sheila. The title's simple. Oranges. But you don't have to read every book I mention. No one will expect you to have read every book out there. Since she'd begun an online course to train as a virtual assistant for authors, Clara had been on a maniacal book binge, in addition to readings for the course and doing assignments. Not every book, but a lot more than I have, and you recommend such wonderful books. Not like what they made us read in school, so depressing. Turned me off reading for years. I still wouldn't be reading if it weren't for you and your great aunt's books. The topic of my great aunt Kit, particularly the subtopic of her books, tiptoed us right up to the edge of a precipice I did not want to go over. The landing would be on an unforgiving bed of sharp, protruding rocks known as secrets. Kit's secrets. My secrets. Our secrets.